Writing has turned me into a scavenger of human experience. I don't live life so much as I research it. I'm tortured by the ethics of scavenging. As my friend sits weeping in front of me, do my eyes register empathy or emptiness while I focus on what can be distilled from the present moment for a future project? I am constantly alive to an unexpected witticism, a poignant moment, a character revelation. My first instinct is to roll it round in my head and pin it down in my memory so that it doesn't disappear by the time I get to my notebook. While filling my car with petrol, for example, I watched a tall black man stride towards the shop with a little girl who clung to him around the waist from the back. And because she was so small, she kept bouncing off the ground every time he took a giant stride. Her mother sat in the car and watched and smiled indulgently. In my head, it became the perfect filmic moment, economical and wordless, of a father-daughter relationship. When I speak, I feel inarticulate. Because of that, I used to decline speaking invitations. I know audiences often take a shortcut. I know I do, and go to hear the author rather than read the book, especially if it's non-fiction. And if the speaking is an advertisement for the written work, then why do myself a disservice and put people off from buying the book? But in the act of writing, I grow to great heights. The muddiness that generally cloys around thought dissipates and leaves behind a pool of clear water. Even if the first words that I place on the screen jostle awkwardly with each other, I discover ideas, opinions, characters, and sometimes an unexpected and profound truth that I had no idea was lurking just below my consciousness. That transformation feels miraculous. I have no words to describe it. Writing has also helped me find my place in the world. Taking action to bring about political change has always been important to me, but I know my place in that process now. I don't aspire to be an inadequate orator or chant slogans or heckle speakers. I am the scribe. I record, I argue, I raise awareness, and I try to persuade others through my words. For myself, writing has given me equilibrium through its classic therapeutic function. When my son died, I wrote a monologue in verse which was performed across the world. It allowed me to bundle up my grief and place it in the hearts of the audience so that I could carry on living. Beyond the act of writing, it is the publication or production of it that transforms you. The first time an article of mine was published, I walked on air, head in the clouds, for at least 6 days. It is an exhilaration that never quite diminishes when the work leaves the privacy of my computer and reaches out to the readers.